V-minus 60. GCC headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. That should be enough. GCC Chairman Godfrey spoke into his phone, delighted to hear that President Slater had done her part in persuading some wavering delegates to vote the right way at the following morning's emergency meeting. What Godfrey perceived as a muzzle was soon to be removed, and he would be as free as Ding Xiang and John Cole to make statements on any and all contact-related matters without requiring approval from his organization's members before any substantive new statement. With that restriction soon to be a thing of the past, just in time for Godfrey to call out the ELF's outrageously obvious triangle-related shenanigans, he had no doubt that he could effectively and decisively deal with the barrage of provocation that had recently come his way from Zanzibar and Vanuatu. "The gloves are off now, Valerie," he said, smiling to himself in the quiet hours between very late and very early. "And if Ding and Cole want to fight dirty, they've picked the wrong man to push too far."